Praise to the only living God. Praise to the holy, faithful one. Hallelujah, we praise your name. There is freedom to dance in your presence, freedom to walk in liberty. Hallelujah, we praise your name. Holy, holy, Father, you are holy. There is no one else like you. Faithful, faithful, Father, you are faithful. We have put our trust in you. Our God who reigns, we praise your name. Praise to the only living God. Praise to the holy, faithful one. Hallelujah, we praise your name. There is freedom to dance in your presence, freedom to walk in liberty. Hallelujah, we praise your name. Praise to the only living God. Praise to the holy, faithful one. Hallelujah. We praise your name. There is freedom to dance in your presence, freedom to walk in liberty. Hallelujah. We praise your name.
Go ahead and put your hands together this morning and give a praise. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 we praise your name. Hallelujah, 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 we praise your name.
Hallelujah, we worship you, Jesus. We praise you. There is nothing like it unto you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we worship you, Jesus. Come on, clap your hands today in the sanctuary. Lift your voice unto the Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Come on, that's it, somebody. Tap into the Spirit this morning. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we love you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord Jesus.
Falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I master knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giants, 'cause I know how this story ends. 'Cause I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see
yourself today. I'm going to be victorious in him. We're going to be victorious. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Come on, I say yes. Release your worship unto the Lord. Come on, say you took what the enemy meant. Say
you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
So this is how I
fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, it does.
Go ahead and give him worship this morning. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Come on, that's it. Somebody go ahead and worship him this morning. The Lord is in this place. We worship you, Jesus. We know you're here, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
You and keep you, make his face shine upon you, and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Generations and your family and your children and
their children, in their children.
There is presence both before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, He is with you. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, He is for you, He is for you. He is for you, 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 He is for you.
Let's worship that name, Jesus.
I worship you.
Hallelujah. Let's call on that name this morning, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus.
Jesus, so your hurry, in your or sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name because it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing. Circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every promise he is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave can ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he's a God impossible. I pray for your healing.
Circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee. In Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray for your healing. Circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee. In Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Oh, come believe it. Come receive. It's now forever yours. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible.
Come believe it.
Won't you come receive it?
Come receive it. Oh, the power of the Spirit.
So come
receive it.
In the mighty name,
in the mighty name, Jesus. All things are possible.
So come
believe it.
Come receive
it.
For the power of His
Spirit is now forever yours. Come believe. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible.
I pray for your healing. Circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee. In Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come to life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Why don't you lift your hands and love Him if He's ever touched your heart, if He's ever been the answer when you're in distress. Lord Jesus, we worship You for it. We worship you for it. We worship you for it. I worship you today, Lord Jesus. I worship you today, Lord Jesus. And this song is not just empty lyrics. This is a church that wants to pray for you. You're facing crisis. You're facing needs. You feel that they're insurmountable issues and you just don't know how to fix them. There's a praying church that believes there's a God who is a friend. He wants to stand close by our side. He wants to work miracles in our lives. And he's here to do that today in this service. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm glad we're here together. We do have some real special planned in just these next few moments. But I want to welcome you to the First United Pentecostal Church. And although it's not fair because we've got a whole lot of guests here today, I want to acknowledge some really, really special friends. Brother and Sister Maurer were integral in this church. Actually, years ago when we were building, Brother Maurer was here. He spray painted all these doors. He worked 100 years ago, it seemed like, when we were building. And then he became our neighboring pastor and pastored a church in Lexington. And his wife's health was bad. He finally resigned, and we had the benefit of him coming and worshiping here and ministering in this pulpit, and we're blessed. And when he moved north where it's cold, and Sister Jan Maurer passed away, we grieved with him, and we missed her and her infectious laugh and her kind spirit, her talent. And we grieved with our friend. At the same time, Sister Dawn Stair, her husband was our pastor, the church in Casey. They pastored there. Brother Stair's health was not good. And when he passed, we missed him, but none of us missed him as much as Sister Dawn did. And, you know, God in his goodness knows how to put people together and heal their hearts and make them young again. And today it's my honor and privilege to introduce to this congregation the new Brother and Sister Maurer. We love these guys. Brother Maurer, I don't think it'd be out of step at all. Just have you come up here and greet the church family. You know you're really part of this church family right here. We love this man.
Well, praise the Lord. Good to see you. I am emotional this morning after those words. But God is good. And I thank him. Been less than 2 weeks, but he brought two bleeding hearts together in his mercy. Praise the Lord, and I'm so thankful for what he's done. Circumstances are different, but it's the same God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sister Dawn means so much to me. It has been such a help, such a blessing. Praise the Lord. And we're anticipating. We believe that life is better shared. Amen. So God made us. And we believe that the future is brighter for each of us together. And we believe that ministry opportunities are enhanced going in the future of being together. And so I'm grateful for what the Lord has done. I'm grateful for Sister Dawn at my side. And we are anticipating great things ahead. Praise the Lord. But I'm so grateful for this church. I love this church. And y'all are very, very special all through the years. And both Dawn and I could not wait to get here today to be here and also to fellowship some with your terrific pastor and Sister Smith. They are friends to both of us that go back longer in my case, but go way back. And we admire them. We admire them so much. Praise the Lord. And so it's great to be here today. God bless you all. We're just thrilled to worship the Lord with you here today.
Amen. I do claim some insider privileges because I got a text message that Sister Dawn and I are visiting each other. We're dating. And then I got a text message and a picture that said she said yes. And then we got a text message that they had eloped. So we just feel like we're closer than some other folks. We just close. It's good to have them today. I know you've been standing for a while, but just once again, Brother Darian Porter is going to come and lead us in prayer. We have some prayer requests. You may have some. Yesterday, my wife was talking to her baby brother. He's scheduled to go tomorrow for some tests, some serious weight loss. They're checking several areas of his body for cancer. And so when you pray, let's pray for Brett Horton. And how many of you know somebody? We won't call their names, but you know somebody, maybe it's you or somebody, that just needs a special prayer. You see, there are different reasons that we pray. We pray prayers of praise and thank him. But the Bible said we have not because we ask not. There are times we're supposed to pray prayers of supplication. And so I'm asking Brother Porter to come right now and lead us in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer today. Lord, we offer up thanks and we offer up praise to you today, God, for you're a great God. You're awesome in all of your ways, Jesus. There's nobody like you, Lord. You're a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Lord, you care for us. Lord, you died on a cross for us, for our sins. God, you took stripes on your back for our healing. God, you see every need in this place today. God, you know every heart. You know every individual. God, you know everything that we struggle with. God, you know every question in the back of our mind today. God, we're asking that you would intervene on our behalf, God, because you care for us, God. We're asking that you would step in, God, that you would allow your hand and your mercy to flow through this place today, God. If it's healing that we need, let your healing virtue begin to flow in this place today, God. If it's a situation in our life today, God, let the answer be released today, Lord God. Lord, we're asking that you would touch us today, God, that you would allow your hand to be rested upon us, Lord, that you would allow your glory to reside in this place today. God, that prayers can be answered, God, that your name would be lifted up in this place today, God, that you would be glorified for your goodness and your mercy, God. We can't do anything without you. God, I need you today. I need your touch. I need your anointing. I need your hand upon me, God. I cannot do it without you, Lord. Open up a door in this place today, God. Touch my mind. Touch my heart. In the name of Jesus. 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 I wonder if we can go ahead and offer up just thanksgiving to God, believing that he's going to answer our prayers, believing that he heard us today. God, we love you. We appreciate you. God, I magnify your great name. God, I thank you for being a prayer-answering God. God, I thank you for looking upon me with eyes of grace and mercy, God, overlooking every one of my faults today, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. I bless your name today. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. How many believe we serve an awesome God, a mighty God who is a prayer-answering God who hears us when we call? Amen. Quickly, if I can ask our ushers to come, we're going to take offering before we get started with our service today to honor our seniors. If our ushers could quickly come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, for our parents, if you want to move closer, feel free to find a seat. You can move up as close as you want. We're honoring some folks that you would love to see. So if you want to move closer, parents, you are more than welcome to do so. There's some open seats up here in the front. There's some over here. Feel free to move closer. As I mentioned, today is a very special day. And so we have chosen to honor our graduates today. And so just as soon as you guys find a place, we will get started. Amen.
you join me and remain standing for the Lord's Prayer and standing for the Pledge of Allegiance? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. May you please remain standing for the national anthem. That works better, doesn't it? There really was power here. So now I could just say, with the grand entrance, I'm glad that you are here with us today to celebrate. It's an honor to celebrate our graduating senior class of 2023. Now, they're worthy for us to celebrate because most of the years they've been alive, they've been in school. In fact, they probably feel like they've been in school ever since the day they were born. And they've had so many tests, they probably hope they don't ever have to get tested again. They probably had teachers they liked and teachers they don't like, unless they were homeschooled, and they better have liked them. Because life's not over yet. And so it's an honor today. They've succeeded in completing each grade level. They've qualified for a diploma. And I want to introduce our seniors that we're honoring today. Jaden Deshaun Jackson was born December the 5th, 2004, at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, U.S. Army base. At an early age, Jaden attended public school. It wasn't until 2021 that Jaden began the new journey of homeschooling. Prior to this, he enjoyed participating in the Blythewood High School Army JROTC program. Also, during his tenure at Blythewood, Jaden earned a spot on the JROTC rifle team, took part in a men's mentoring group. It's a branch of the JROTC program. As part of this group, Jaden participated in various community service projects and gathered often to meet with other male youth from the Northeast Columbia Middle School area. Jaden enjoys being active, playing sports, socializing with friends, hanging out with his brothers. It's not in this bio, but I'm going to add, and fighting with them. He is graduating with 3.4 GPA and plans to attend Central Carolina Technical College summer semester. And I applaud the fact that you're going to go to school during the summer. Proud of you. You made it. Kaylee Faye Watford is the daughter of Amber and Jason Dollard and Wade Watford. Kaylee has an older brother, Cameron, a twin sister, Kenzie. Did I get it right? Everybody's amazed here. I can't even read the names out of the Bible just right, but nobody knows if I got them right or not. Twin sister, Kenzie. A younger brother, Carson. She enjoys spending quality time with her friends and family, going on the lake, playing softball. Kaylee has played softball for 11 years and had the honor to be a part of the Manning High softball team for 6 years. She's graduating from Manning High School as a certified nursing assistant already and is planning on working at Pocatalico River Nursing Home over the summer until she starts college in August. She will then be attending Central Carolina to pursue a degree in nursing. And I'm going to say that Kaylee is a sweetheart. Now, I had a bio for Logan. I got a replacement this morning, so I'm going to read the replacement. It says, Ashton Logan Dougherty is the youngest son of Twyla Dougherty and Chris Dougherty. He has an older sister, Whitney, a brother-in-law, Bruce, two older brothers, Lane and Tanner, and a younger sister, Annie. He's an uncle to a niece, Adeline, and a nephew, Easton. Logan was born during the family's fourth year of homeschooling. He sat in on all the classes and joined in on the crafts, songs, and activities. He enjoyed going to watch his brothers play soccer and was the team helper until he was old enough to join a team at age four. He played soccer with our homeschool parks and recreation team for 2 years. He has been homeschooled since kindergarten. You're going to be so glad school's over. He never really had a favorite subject in school, at least none that he ever mentioned. He went to school at LMA for one day, and when he was in first grade, just for a visit, he said he liked it, and he would go to that school if he had to, but he'd rather stay at home. So stay at home he did. Logan's always had a kind, sensitive spirit. He loves to be outdoors, hunt and fish, ride his four-wheeler, take his boat out on the lake. He's not into all the fancy stuff, just plain and simple, easygoing. He likes his old truck and has spent hours working on it and fixing it up. He's replaced his own transmission with help from some friend, rebuilt lawnmower engines, and works on his four-wheeler frequently. Does that mean it's in top-notch? It means it needed. That's right. You don't start with the finished. You create the finished product. Okay. He can be stubborn, especially when it comes to homework. But he knows right from wrong and stands up for the right even when it's hard. He loves deeply and is dedicated to those he loves. During any free time he has, you will find him riding his four-wheeler, working on the sound system in his truck or golf cart, playing a video game. Boy, you had a lot of stuff. Playing a video game, rebuilding an engine, or trying to get something going again. You will also find him hanging out with Kaylee, his girlfriend, who has helped encourage him this last year to finish strong. Logan began helping with the sound booth at church when he was about 14. He learned the ins and outs of all that technology very quickly. He enjoys that sort of thing, and he's pretty good with it. He prefers to be behind the scenes and not in the spotlight. He's always been willing to help in any way that concerns God's house. That's the most important thing. Through all of the challenges of his life, he hasn't given up. School was not always easy. There were weeks at a time where school had to be put on the back burner for health issues by family members. He didn't always have an easy time getting back into it, and schoolwork would be overwhelming, but he learned the important daily lessons of life. He learned God's word. This is impressive. He learned all the U.S. presidents and helping verbs. Now, I know about presidents. I'm not quite sure who the helping verbs are. I read this, and I still couldn't figure it out. And hopefully he learned a few other important essential things along the way. I believe he did. Most importantly, he learned to love God. One thing he's thankful for is that he will not have to hear mom say, "Logan, we need to go knock out your schoolwork today." During the last few years, he ran his own lawn care business and also worked with others in their businesses. This past year, he worked a full-time, labor-intensive job while trying to finish high school. He's learned different skills with each. He can do some carpentry work, too. He's found out what he enjoys and what he does not. He has no plans for college at this time, but he is weighing out his options for jobs in the future. I know that whatever he chooses, he will do his best. Logan, no matter where you go or what you choose in life, always choose God's way. It won't always be the easiest or the most popular, but will always be the best. We love you. We're so proud of what you've accomplished. Congratulations, Logan. You did it. Somehow I got the distinct suspicion that all the seniors didn't write their own biographies. Normally, every year since we've been doing this, every senior is prepared to come and give a speech. I don't know what's happening to me, if I'm just getting lax, soft-hearted, or whatever. But three seniors this year pleaded, almost to the point of mutiny, to be excused. So we're proud of our seniors today. We honor them, and I say that in honesty. But I didn't find anybody I could excuse myself to, so I'm going to have to do my part. And every year, hopefully, what the Lord put in my heart would help everybody. But specifically, I have always wanted to direct my comments to our seniors in this baccalaureate address. I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 13, starting with verse 8. The Bible says, "And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered, everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as I come as unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceeding. Now I want to share a title with you for the next few minutes that initially it may sound offensive and not be appropriate for a baccalaureate service. This is my title, The Possible Path to Sodom. You see, my text comes from an event this happened early. It's first few pages of your Bible. You don't read very far in your Bible until you get to this story. It says Abraham went up out of Egypt with his wife and all that he had, and Lot was with him. Lot was Abraham's nephew because Lot's father was Abraham's brother. And the father died, and so Abraham said, Lot, come on, I'll take care of you. And because the blessings of God were on Abraham, Lot also, there was an overflow, there was a spillover of blessings, and Lot was blessed. And so as they traveled from place to place and moved their herds and ate all the grass here and then moved and ate all the grass there, finally, the Bible said their herdsmen are arguing between themselves because the scripture says Abraham was very rich in cattle and silver and gold, and he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel. I want you to hear this, under the place where